Hello, West Liberty. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. I'm Caden, and today we're having our distinctive discussion segment here. I'm joined by Zach Fluharty, owner of Flu's Detailing and More. It is a detailing business, and he is going to tell us a little bit about it. So, Zach, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing good. I appreciate you coming out for this interview. So, first thing, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your business?
Yeah, so obviously my name is Zach, and I'm from a small town, Toronto, and my business is detailing, as you stated, and we also do landscaping and power washing. I started about 5 years ago.
So how long have you been interested in the business world and just business in general?
Basically my whole life. My family are all business owners. My great-grandfather started a business when my grandmother was a child, and it's still running, and I still have a big part in it. And then I never thought that I'd start this kind of business that I started now, but yeah, it's always been an interest.
So can you tell us a bit more about your company, go into detail about what you guys do, how it started, and just your general successes?
I started this 5 years ago as a junior in high school. I worked at a campground called Austin Lake, and one of the campers had asked me to clean their camper, and I had no idea how to do it, so they showed me. I did it, and then more campers wanted theirs cleaned, and that's how I started. And I added on cars, boats, campers, and then we went into the landscaping recently. We've been into power washing houses and such. We've done an airplane.
So how did you go from just detailing and stuff to getting into landscaping?
Always was on the plans. A lot of money on landscaping to make. Also, the beauty of the landscaping, changing the area, cleaning up houses that really needed some TLC. Just something that always interested me. And the things I see from other landscapers, the things they can do, I knew I could do as well.
So before you started your business venture, were you experienced in detailing cars before, or did they just kind of come at the same time?
Other than the learning how to do a camper, I did my car a few times to teach myself, but I took off right away. Currently in three states, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and literally all over. We also do mobile detailing as well.
So what exactly goes into detailing cars, and is there extreme differences between all the vehicle types you do?
Vehicle-wise, no. It is a lot of work, a lot more work than people think. Because in detailing, every little thing matters. You get all the big stuff, but the first thing a person notices is, like, the cracks in their doors and all that. Not like, oh, my carpet slipped. But, you know, like I stated, now going from a camper to doing a major yacht is definitely a bigger difference because it's more time-consuming. And you got the planes, and you got to be very diligent with this.
So how did it evolve from detailing cars to getting into planes? Because that seems like a pretty big jump. How did you guys get there to that point in your business?
So actually the first year I did a plane was my first year running, starting this business. After a few campers in, the owner of Austin Lake had asked me to do his. I gave it some thought, and then I had someone else ask me about theirs, and I ended up doing theirs after a lot of research on how to do them. And it's the exterior-wise that I did, and I didn't really touch the interior. I was a little afraid of that. just control-wise. But it's not very different from anything. I mean, you're washing and waxing just like any other exterior job.
So how much interest does your business get, especially like outside of cars? Because in the area, I don't see too many opportunities to detail planes, but I could be surprised with how much you would actually get interest in that.
Actually, a lot of interest. So other than cars, I live by two airports, small airports. You know, one's a grass field, and one is cemented paved ones, you know, your original airport. So I get a lot of planes from those. And then the water, I live right by the Ohio River. So, well, I can't tell you how many boats I've done. So that's a lot of interest. And then you have Pittsburgh. They have a Allegheny Airport. So a lot of small planes there as well. And they're the river there, Three Rivers.
That's actually pretty amazing. I didn't expect there to be a ton of interest for planes just around here, but I didn't really consider the fact that, you know, there you were located near airports and stuff. So where all do you have, like, multiple locations for your company, or is there just like one centralized or just a few?
Just one location. We also do mobile, so we travel a lot to people as well. I do plan on expanding maybe a couple locations. There's not very many in this area, but it's been in the plans to start one in Florida, as I've lived in Florida. I have a place down there. And it's been in the works for at least a year and a half now, but it's just so much planning. So it probably won't be happening for another few years.
All right, that's really cool. So we're going to take a short little break here. We will be back in just a moment where we will talk about actually starting this business and Zach's story with it coming up and being a new business owner. So we will be right back with that. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm Caden and we're back with our distinctive discussion segment here. We're talking to Zach Fluharty. We just went over a little bit about his business, Flu's Detailing and More. We are talking about generally what his business does and how they detail cars, mobile homes, and planes. Now we're going to talk about the actual process of starting this business. So my first question for this is, when did you have the idea to start this company?
Wasn't really an idea. It actually was just sprung upon me. I never planned for this to happen ever until I was asked to help somebody out. And then I found some enjoyment in it. And then just taking off from that, and then I can't say no to nobody, so I did it all, and I found a love for it.
So what was it like starting your own business? I'm sure there was a lot that went into that. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found your footing in starting your own company?
Yeah, so it started out very stressful because you take a lot of opinions from people, such as family, you know, negative comments and that, telling you, you know, this isn't going to work out for you, and then you got to prove those people wrong. I've had a person in my life once tell me that I was being unrealistic when I came up with this plan after my first year in, when they asked me what I planned on doing for the rest of my life, and I had mentioned doing this and taking off with it, and you know, the comments are what needs to help you strive to be successful in this business.
So do you think that, so you said there were some naysayers, do you think you've proven them wrong so far in your time with this company?
Oh, most definitely. I've never expected to be this successful and well-known, especially in our area. Winning an award recently for Best of the Best in our business is something that was unexpected, and I never knew how well-known this business is until, you know, I started getting nominated for these kind of awards.
So, obviously, you've had some success, but I'm sure there's definitely more you want to achieve with this. So, what are your goals with your business right now?
Right now, taking it one step at a time. Every day will tell how we go in the direction-wise. Of course, every goal for a business owner is to continue to succeed and grow. The more your business is out there, the more people that know. The awards are one thing, but the pride is another, you know, making sure that I'm giving the customers the work they pay for, and time will tell that.
So you're mentioning awards a lot here. Can you tell us a little bit about the awards you've won for your business?
Yeah, so I recently won a Best of the Best award, and it was through a newspaper as well. So what they, the process for that is, you know, you get somebody to nominate you in that, and then the community does a voting. There was, I can't tell you how many categories, but probably about 144 categories, I think. And then there were seven competitors in that category, especially chain detailers as well. So like your wash expresses, even though you just, they're just car washes, you still got to compete against those in the detailing, which is very hard because everybody always goes for your chain stores. But yeah, it, to find out that being the most voted and number one rated is amazing, especially beating out somebody that's in a chain.
Yeah, winning awards like that, especially with your own startup, is very impressive. I'm sure there is a lot of pride. Can you like tell us a little bit about like your personal feelings like when receiving those awards?
Yeah, I feel real good. I feel motivated more to do this. You know, as you keep going, time, you will fail. I failed in the beginning. I tried starting a carpet business. It did well, actually. Just wasn't my thing. I didn't like it. I didn't think the jobs were good, but a lot of people got out there with it. But, you know, there's going to be times when you start up a business and it just fails, and you have to accept that and get back up and continue rolling with those kind of things. It's always good to try new things.
So with the mention of failing in another business, are you happy and happier with how this one has turned out for you so far?
Yeah, that the carpet part of it was just an expansion to the business. You know, a lot of these bigger boats I do, they have downstairs in them. They have carpets in that, and I was doing the carpets in them, and their sofas and such. And you know, it some of them worked out, some of them didn't. I just didn't like how much time it took. It took more time than detailing a car. I hated scrubbing carpets. I hated every bit of it. But yeah, the way I'm going right now, I'm happy with it. I don't plan on expanding any more branches to what I'm doing now, you know, landscaping and power washing and then all the detailing. I think that's enough on my plate right now with the other things I have going on in life too.
So you say you don't have plans to expand what you do for the in the business. Would you have plans in the future to maybe open more locations and spread your reach at some point?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, once I can feel that, you know, my name is out there a lot more, I'm well known than what I am now, there's definitely going to be opportunities to spread out. The plan is to go somewhere where it's warm, 20 all year round. Unlike, you know, the area of West Virginia and Ohio, you have your winters and you're really slow then. But something that can keep Ohio running, so which would be somewhere warm, so it's running 24/7. You don't have to worry about restarting every summer.
That's really cool to hear. I hope that eventually you do find a way to get better outreach, especially if you're delivering a quality product. So we have one more question here. What advice do you have for anyone that is looking to start a business of their own?
Never give up. Big thing is to never give up no matter the circumstance. You know, every day you wake up is going to be a challenge in the business world. One thing I always say is, you know, you can't sit around and dream and hope things will come true. You're going to have to get up and do something and get at it. Your mind comes across something, just do it. See where it takes you. And if it doesn't happen the way you want it, well, try again. Another thing is, you know, mentally and physically, you have to make sure you take time for yourself as well, because you will drain yourself. I still don't do it, to take time to myself. I go 24/7, and there's sometimes, you know, you got to take that time. Mental health, working out, doing your push-ups, and you're all that, you know. But, you know, just take it easy, one step at a time, and don't give up. It's going to get stressful, but at the end, it's going to pay off.